We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We're switching up our schedule just a little bit here. We've got the lead coming up later in the show. Lance Reisland coming up in 60 minutes time. But our guest here, he joins us, always so gracious with his time, MMQB, Albert Breer joins us now on the Fan Hotline. Albert, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, guys? How we doing?
Has your camp tour wrapped up at all yet, or are you still in the belly of the beast?
No, I'm going to see my 15th team this afternoon. I'm in L.A., so it's still relatively early here. So I got the Chargers practice this afternoon. That'll be 15. And then two more I go home, and then I'll go back out next week.
Good God, that is just grueling. Well, I guess we'll start with the report of the day. Shedeur Sanders is starting in preseason game number one against Carolina. Carolina's playing their ones as well. No Dillon Gabriel, no Kenny Pickett. Is this a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
I mean, I think it's logistical, like what you're able to do right now, you know, and I think the injuries sort of create a scenario where they'll get an extended look at Shedeur. I mean, look, he's still behind, you know. I think he's caught up some. I would put, like, the chance that he's starting the season opener, it's microscopic, you know, but if he looks good, maybe he earns some more reps in 11-on-11 work, you know, in camp. And that's really how it's got to happen. You know, I think with the rookie quarterbacks in the Browns equation now, with Flacco and Pickett where they are ahead of those two, you know, I think any chance you have at starting at any point this year is going to have to be a step-by-step process. And, you know, the first step is showing you can run the offense, and Shedeur will have a chance to do that. Is it tomorrow night? Friday night?
Tomorrow's the joint practice. Friday night is the game.
Right, because there's no game. Yeah, sorry. I don't even know what day of the week it is right now. Of course, there are no games on Wednesday night. I forgot that tomorrow's Wednesday, so Friday night.
It's interesting, you know, and on that kind of note, when you're just bringing Kenny Pickett into the mix here, we are wondering whether or not he had enough time to still win the battle. And like yesterday with the Didi, I was like, well, he's going to be able to do the joint practices, he'll do the preseason games, and we can keep this thing moving. And then we find out that he's not going to be doing the preseason game, at least number one. Is there enough time for Kenny Pickett to still find his way in this battle, or because of the injuries to both Pickett and Dillon Gabriel, and now Shedeur being ushered in, should we look at this as it's Joe Flacco's job and that's really it now?
I think it always was. You know, I personally think Joe was out in front of everybody to begin with. There's a reason why they didn't need to see him much in the spring. You know, and I think the team is in a transition phase right now where, you know, you've got like the old guard, which at this point is Myles Garrett, it's Denzel Ward, it's Joel Bitonio, it's the older players in the team that are still around from the playoff teams of a couple of years ago and before that. And And then you, I think, have what the Browns are trying to create a youth movement with, which is guys like Mason Graham and Carson Schlesinger. And, you know, then, of course, they'll have a big haul of draft picks next year. So, you know, I think the way you want to look at this is it's a team in transition. They're going to need some stability at quarterback. And you're going to have to, I mean, I think through a really rough early part of the schedule, keep the team locked in. And I don't think you keep the team locked in by fiddling around a quarterback and seeing what you have in rookies. I think you keep the team locked in by having a steadying force at quarterback, and that's exactly what Joe Flacco can be.
So I've called it a wait-and-see year. You just used the term transitional year. So what's the key for Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry to stick the landing on this transition between the old core and what they hope is the new core going forward?
It's like have an ascending team by the end of the year. And I know no one's going to get excited about me saying that because it is what it is. It is what it is. You know, like you go into the season, you want to have excitement over your football team. And I can understand where it's tough for Cleveland people to have that right now. I think that hesitation to get excited would be warranted. I think what you're looking at now, though, is, I think a group that's pretty self-aware, and if they had their head in the clouds about where they are, they would have just sat there and taken Travis Hunter, right? Like they really liked Hunter. And I think if you are in this spot where you feel like you're still close or you're still going to, you know, you're still going to be in a window to compete for a championship with the core that you've got in place, then you just sit there and you take Travis Hunter. You know, what was presented to them by Jacksonville was an opportunity to start to replenish the roster and get younger. And in a lot of ways, guys, like I think, like where they are right now is the effect of the Deshaun Watson trade. I mean, losing those picks, at first maybe you don't feel it as much. Now, I mean, those picks, right, would be guys who are going into year two, year three, and year four, and you know, you'd be talking about like, you know, high end picks that maybe you could turn into more than they were when you first have them. So, I think that, you know, what you're looking at right now is you hope that the young guys on the roster, the Grahams, the Schlesingers, we'll see what happens with Quinshon Judkins. Those guys are ascending and look like they're a part of something by the end of the year. After what I think we all expect will be a pretty rough start to the year, given the schedule. And then you can look at it and say, okay, now we're loaded with a couple first-round picks going into the 2026 draft and really in a position to build.
Do the injuries to Pickett and to Gabriel, does it kind of, in a weird way, you know, the Browns have been ripped for this four-man quarterback competition, but does it kind of make them look a little almost smart in a way where it's like, okay, this was the point. The point was if a couple of these guys had injuries or any of these guys had an injury, we can have a day like we're having tomorrow with the joint practice and then on Friday where Shador steps in and then that's where we get to test and see out what he can do. And then we just kind of keep this thing moving until Joe can ultimately start.
Yeah, I think that's really it. Like it's, I mean, if you don't have one answer at the question at the position, you want to have multiple answers. And I mean, look, like I think my guess would be Deshaun gets cleared in October or November at some point, right? So then what happens? You know, like mm-hmm. then, you know, then we see where he's at, you know. And I'm not saying he's the answer, but I said this a couple of weeks ago on your show and I got killed for it. I mean, I still think he's the most talented quarterback on the roster, right? Like, was that seen as like an outlandish statement? I think he still
is. Yeah, I could see why people here would think that's outlandish.
I mean, I think he's like still the guy who, like, if you look at, but who would you say on the roster is more talented than Deshaun?
Well, Joe Flacco is definitely more talented.
Okay. Well, we can argue about that because this, you know, Joe's a little older, but you know, I'll respect your take on that. But Deshaun, like, I don't think it's impossible to see a world where you get to October and November, and Deshaun looks okay in practice, and maybe you look at him later in the year, you know. So you've just given yourself multiple answers at the position, and I don't think there's the expectation that every one of them is going to be a great answer, but. You know, if you don't have, you know, one defined starting quarterback, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world to throw a bunch of darts to the board.
Albert Breer on the fan hotline here, and this segment is brought to you by Slater and Zurs. Experience you need, results you want. So just to circle back to the rookie quarterbacks, I know we've got other things we want to get to as well with you here, but given that Dylan was really given a lot of opportunities once Kenny Pickett went down, given that Dylan was drafted first, for Shador to see the field this regular season, does Dylan have to fail, meaning get that first crack and not succeed, before Shador gets a chance in the regular season?
I mean, Shador was so far behind Dylan to begin with. That's sort of like the game of catch up. It's just, I mean, there was a gulf there, you know. And to be fair to Shador, you're talking about a guy who was a 6-year college guy who started games at 3 different schools. You know, so like from a football IQ standpoint, he was ahead, and that's natural based on his experience. But it's also a sign of the fact that, like, all the stuff you heard before the draft that Shador was behind was real. And so, like, the first real step for Shador is getting to a point where he can run the offense. I'm not even talking about making the throws or the post-snap reads or anything else. I'm talking about getting to a point where he can run the offense, the first-team offense, and not be a hindrance to those around him because he isn't caught up yet, you know? And that's a little thing, and it sounds like a shot, but it's not. Like, that's, for any quarterback, that's what it is like, can you get in there and run the offense at a level where you're allowing the other 10 guys in the huddle to get good work in? And to this point, like, that's sort of, in my view at least, that's sort of what's prevented Shador from getting in there. And it's why, for better or worse, Dylan Gabriel can get in there, is because even if he's not making the throws, like, they can at least look at Dylan and say, like, the operation is going to be right, and we should be able to get good reps in there with him in there. Now, whether it's played out that way or not, at least when you look at it on paper, you're there. So Shador's got to get there. And then, you know, once he gets there, does the thing accelerate a little bit? It's certainly possible. But I would say it's going to have to happen soon, because once you get past training camp and once you get into – you know, regular season prep, and then, of course, like, then you get into specific game prep, the opportunities for backups to make an impression on coaches really decrease, because you're really just at that point more worried about getting the starters ready for games.
Is there anything you heard about the defense when you were here with the Browns? Because I, the more and more we watch them, and whether it's Schwesinger just being involved in every play, or whether it's Mason Graham, who might be the least talked about fifth overall pick of all time, Albert, but they do look pretty impressive.
Yeah, and I think they're a very quietly confident group. Like, they feel like they're going to be a lot better. And one of the big things that came up was, like, how, you know, really if they can find a way to turn the ball over more, like to go and take it away more than they did a year ago, they have the horses to really compete, you know. So I think, you know, for that group, you know, having guys like Grant Delpit, like the young veteran players that are ready to take a step is good. The rookies, I think, you know, the signs are really good early. I mean, Carson Schwesinger, I think he's going to wind up wearing the green dot for them, which is, you know, as a rookie, is pretty impressive. And like you said, like a guy who's all over the place. Like I remember talking to scouts before the draft who said it was difficult to evaluate other players on the UCLA defense because Carson swallowed up every play, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, I think there's real potential for the defense to have, I don't know if you call it bounce back, like, because it's not like they were horrible last year, but, like, take a really nice jump this year. And, you know, I think if there's a road to wins for the Browns, like, that's going to be a huge part of the formula. I think it's, you know, the rookie back's coming along, and again, the Judkins thing has to clear itself up, but, you know, the rookie back's being part of the equation, you know, with Jerome Ford. So you get Dylan Sampson a role, you get Quinshon Judkins a role. And then, you know, guy like DeJuan Jones develops into a really good left tackle. The offensive line looks a little better. Jack Conklin stays healthy. And now, you know, you're really trying to shorten games with your running game and lean into what could be a pretty good defense.
Albert, I know you were in Columbus previous to you coming up and seeing us here in Cleveland. Yeah. I will ask you, with Ryan Day saying there is not a leader between Julian Sand and Lincoln Kienholz. Are you a little concerned about that, or you think the quarterback battle in Columbus is right on track?
I don't worry much about quarterback with Ryan there. I don't think it's going to be a problem with the group they've got, and, you know, having, the staff, the infrastructure, the receivers they're going to be throwing to. I think the offensive line this year might be better than last year's offensive line. Now, could that position, having a new player at that position, cost them the first game of the year? Well, yeah, because they're playing, the other team that's in the top two, right? So it could cost them early, but I think by the time you get to midseason, they'll have, good, strong play out of the position. And I would not rule out Lincoln Kienholz. I mean, I just tell you, they speak pretty highly of that kid around there. Like, there's some Joe Burrow qualities. Remember, those guys were around Burrow. There's some Joe Burrow qualities to his game. I'm not saying he's Burrow. Please don't put that in the headline. But, like, just athletically, his demeanor, his toughness, and some of the physical traits, there's a parallel there. And the background, too, kind of a less heralded recruit. There's a comparison there. And Sand, of course, is just so naturally gifted. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Let's go ahead and put that in the headline there, Jim.
Albert, you sat down with Sean Payton recently. I'm very interested to see what happens with Bo Nix. If year two goes the way that it went for Mac Jones, where Mac Jones is a Pro Bowler year one, and then it just kind of fell apart, or because it's Sean Payton and not Belichick, maybe he just continues to be awesome like he was last year. Where do you side on that? What'd you learn?
Yeah, I think Bo's going to be really good. I don't think Bo gets enough credit for what he did last year, to be honest with you. I mean, how many guys, let me ask you guys this, how many guys on that offense are...
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Real difference makers.
No, I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I mean, Cortland Sutton's pretty good, right? Like, I mean, Marvin Mims is pretty good. Like, they've got some pretty good players. The offensive line is good. I don't think it's great, but it's good. I mean, and this guy went out and made the playoffs. Now, the defense was awesome, right? So, obviously, that's a huge part of it. But, I'm not sure we give him credit, Nick's enough credit for what he pulled off last year. I think there were a lot of preconceived notions that, all right, well, here's a kid. He's a product of, you know, a product of a system at Oregon, and now he's going to a place that's a perfect fit. System, and he played really well. So, like, I think he's going to continue to play really well. They're really optimistic about where he is. I think R.J. Harvey's going to make a difference for them in the backfield. Then the defense was number one in the league last year, and they're adding two guys the Niners didn't want to lose, and Dre Greenlaw and Talanoa Hufanga for the middle of that unit. I don't know that I'd pick them to win the AFC West because that's the division the Chiefs are in, but I think they'll be playing into January, deep into January again, and I see them as a playoff team and maybe a team that advances a round or two when they get there.
Albert, enjoy your time with Mr. Khakis and Steak and Milk himself, and keep killing it out on the road, bud. You're doing a great job.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Albert Breer there on the Fan Hotline. MMQB every Tuesday. You hear from Albert on this show. We'll react to what he had to say, and it remains to be seen with this for the Browns and Shador in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I didn't quite know how to say this in the 4 o'clock hour because I did not want to pump the brakes on the Shahype. This is the time of the year where everything should be celebrated. What did Aditi call it with us yesterday? This is the everything's great time of the year, something like that.
It works for me. It's you're like the Lego man where everything is awesome.
So you and the Shahype have been put in a position that I don't think I would enjoy if I was that beholden to a player. No, just the way...
Well, I mean, I don't know, the phrasing of it too. We're not beholden to Shador that way. Well, we're just rooting for Shador.
Well, what I mean is... The Browns clearly have felt some sort of way about Shador from the pre-draft process, and they're making him earn every scrap.
Yeah, they are.
If this was any other quarterback battle, it wouldn't be a to-do, but the quarterback battle is between Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders. Like, it's a little weird to get chintzy with one guy's reps when the other three guys all have some knock against them. But I'm not trying to rain on the parade, but specific to what Albert said, this is an opportunity. How big of an opportunity remains to be seen, because if Dylan Gabriel's hamstring is all of a sudden on the up and up a week from now, Dylan could be right back to all those second team reps, first team reps, and Shador could be back to be throwing to ball boys.
So I guess we do have to figure out what exactly we're driving at when it comes to the big picture with Shador and the Browns in this conversation. Do I agree with Albert when he says that Shador is not going to start week one? Yes, I do. I do agree with him in that. I don't know that there's anything Shador can do at this point to kind of take over and jump everyone to go ahead and win the job. But I do think what Shador should be trying to play for is first out of the gate after Joe Flacco. And that's what I think he's got to try to really strive for.
See, I think that's what's difficult. Because when I say this kind of stuff, it sounds like I'm painting the Browns in a specific light. I've said this a few times, and I'll say it again. These big organizations are no different from your workplace, which is you can have smart, competent bosses who you personally like, who also have their own favorites, who also have their own preset opinions on people you work with. You and I have talked a lot about how one of the values of both Andy and Keith and having them as bosses is even if they had a preset opinion, they've always allowed people to change their opinion.
Yeah.
I have yet to see if Kevin Stefanski is going to allow Shador to change his opinion. That's one half of this, right?
Well, that's why I was ready to get angry if he didn't do what we got found out today, or what we found out today, that he's going to be starting on Friday.
But the other one's Dylan. Like, I think Dylan was a Kevin pick. I think Dylan was a, hey, we've made you sit through the Baker stuff, through the Deshaun stuff, through the Jameis stuff, through all this stuff, through the DTR stuff. This is your guy. I think that's really hard to come off of, whether you're Kevin Stefanski or whether you're a nudnik like a Pat Shurmur. So, like, whether you're the smartest coach in the world and a great guy, or whether you're just kind of a bad coach and a good guy in Pat Shurmur, These things are baked into the fiber of humanity, let alone, oh, now there's $10 million each riding on this as well for coaches and GMs. Like,
yeah,
there's a lot riding on this, and you're going to go with the guy you trust. So it's not just, it's not enough for Shador just to be really good on Friday, or, oh man, he made a couple big plays and really executed the offense. It's like, that's just half the battle. He also has to overcome Dylan, and I think that's so much harder than just looking good on the field, because you're talking about people's preset opinions.
Yeah, but I do think it's a big part of it, though. Like, the more and more you are able to perform on the field and showcase that you can do it with the ones, and you can do it anytime you're asked, and consistently over time, you don't have the highs and the lows like Dylan has displayed. You're only setting yourself up to then garner that trust. And I'm happy that Shador is going to have, at least, even if it's a minuscule opportunity, he's going to have an opportunity to at least showcase if he can or cannot pass that test.
And this is why the quarterback kerfuffle, it is a journey. All right, we talked about checkpoints earlier, where it's not like he's here, this is where he is. Like, because they're young quarterbacks, they do have time to develop and figure this out. If Shador's going to overcome Dylan, it ain't happening just on Friday. It's going to be a slow, methodical build over time. And I do wonder if they're like, Albert did say, in fairness, Albert said Shador's made up some of the ground. I wonder if there's enough time with, you know, three preseason games. And I know there's a lot of time till the opener, but camp is almost over. You know, after the next round of joint practices, all of a sudden everything starts to whittle down to a lot less reps. I do wonder if there's time here for Shador to make the jump, or whether that's going to have to come in the regular season, and whether that might have to come after Dylan has already got on the field and maybe not had success.
I mean, there are signs here, though, that the Browns are being willing, and they're at least being open-minded to this. That is, that's Albert saying that he's helped close the gap a little bit. Like, there's signs there. They're recognizing what we saw in training camp on Friday with Dylan wasn't good, not acceptable. But what they've seen with Shador, consistent. Day in, day out. Like, that's day, like, he's moving in the right direction.
Yeah, so, but if Dylan wasn't hurt, Dylan would be starting this game, right?
I don't disagree with that. Yeah.
So I think that's where it's like there is an element of what Albert said that I think we have to acknowledge. It should be a little sobering for the Shadats out there.
I think we're in like the second inning of this whole entire thing, though. I think we're very early on, all things considered, because I think what you tell me what you think, but when it comes to what matters the most, I think the joint practices matter a ton. I do think the preseason games matter to a degree. And then I think what we've done up until this point is probably third on that list.
So if we're talking about the 2025 season as a whole, it is the second inning. And I'll give you that. If we're talking about the preseason and camp, this is the fifth or sixth.
I mean, Joe Flacco's already won the job, according to Albert, essentially. Like, he didn't even want to entertain the idea that anybody else had won the job.
I think...
Like, everyone's playing for second in Albert's mind, and how he put it, they've been playing for second for a while.
You know me. I will be happy if Joe's the starter week one. I think I'm happy for what that would mean for the locker room. And in reality, there's three guys that can start week one that'll be some level of happy with this. They're the only guy I'd be mad with is Kenny Pickett. All this being said, I think that's even premature, because I really still think they really like Dylan Gabriel. And I think, I think the morning show called me out, I guess, on something that I said yesterday about prepare yourself for Dylan Gabriel to play.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I get that might not be what you want. The reality is, I think the Browns are more open-minded. It is Joe's job, unless Dylan or Kenny take it. I don't think we can put Shador in there yet, but maybe Friday's a part of that as well.
Yeah, I don't think Shador has a chance to win out for the starting job week one. But again, like, I just think this is all about it for the backup job. Because I think we can all understand Joe Flacco's not playing 17 games. That seems like the likelihood of that happening seems very minuscule to me.
That's what's interesting is people were so consumed about week one. Isn't the best thing for the Browns that somebody takes a hold of the Browns job and then doesn't give it up for 17 games?
Yeah, ideal world, that's what happens.
So, like, Joe into, let's say it's week six, because everybody talks about those first 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Joe into Dylan going into week seven, you've already kind of failed on some level for that to happen.
Well, yeah, it's how we've been talking about this quarterback race the entire time. We haven't been talking about it like it's one guy for the whole season. It's just a backwards way of looking at it, but it's how we've all done it. Where it's like, all right, this is the guy to start off, and then we go into the next quarterback.
Yeah.
And then maybe there's another quarterback after that. It's a backwards way of thinking, but it's how we all have approached this.
It's the Ross Tucker thing, Where Ross is like,
he thought all four was going to be in four game increments.
Joe's got four, five games. Then Kenny's got four or five. Then Dylan's got four or five. And then it's like, well, no, that sounds awful. I mean, that sounds like a roadmap to a 2-win season.
Well, I think that's where people think we're headed anyway. But if
the hard way.
If Vegas was, what are we at, the craps table? I want it the hard way. If Vegas was doing the odds of a 17 game Joe Flacco starts every single one of them schedule, it'd be astronomical.
Well, but this is ultimately where I land with the quarterback battle. Again, I'm not predicting Dylan's going to win the job. I just think they're giving him so many opportunities to get ready for the early part of the regular season that tells you there's significant intent to play him at some point early in the season. Whether it's week one or week seven, there's really not a huge gap in how quickly he has to get ready for either of those dates to be it. But I think it's interesting. This flies right in line with a Joe Burrow thing. The Bengals like need to fast start. It's like, dude, you're trying to win a Super Bowl. I don't give a rat's ass about week one if I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. I give a rat's ass about week 10 and Albert's line about being an ascending team. If you want to be that's for the Bengals, of course. I want you to get better over 18 weeks and then see you in the postseason. Just keep Joe Burrow healthy. With the Browns, if the goal is to be an ascending team, well, those rookies need to get reps, and the earlier the better.
Yeah, I'm looking at it like if it's going to be really hard when the season gets underway, Nick, to then be able to overtake and prove what you can do. And that's why I think the battle, if we're playing the battle for second, I think that's why it really matters for the joint practices and the preseason games. Because once you get the season going, like Joe Flacco will have times where he doesn't do all the reps, obviously, but Joe Flacco is going to be playing a lot during the week in the practices.
We've got Lance Reisland coming up at carry the 2, 6 o'clock, but 216-474-0092. Do you think this is a legitimate chance for Shador to slingshot into the quarterback competition? I think that remains to be seen. I don't want to tamp down the Sha hype. I want you to enjoy it, but I don't want to go to Shafar. I realized we was one too many Shas. I understand that. I get that.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Know that. More to come in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I think he thought we were taking a shot at Kenan Anthony, who, I mean,
Doing a lot of heavy lifting there.
Yeah, well, you took the shot at him in that segment, not I. Well, you took the shot at Mitch, not me.
I took the shot at Mitch, yeah. But then it was, you started off the convo and did everything with it. I remained silent. Hold on, it's that thing that happens with you where I get roped into everything you say when it's a bad thing, but then if something good happens with you, I'm nowhere to be found.
Okay.
That's not your fault, by the way. This is how other people operate in the Nick Wilson orbit. When something good happens with Nick, it's, wow, that was great by Nick, and Jonathan might as well have been a mannequin in the corner. But then when something is like, hey, whoa, did you hear them go after the morning boys? I just stayed silent. I didn't say a word.
Mm.
I did go after Mitch, though. I did go after Mitch.
He did go after Mitch.
Yeah, because, Mitch can't edit a clip to save his life.
Unless he's being told.
And then presents them with completely out of context clips and versions. And it's just it's a be better at your job moment, Mitch.
Devil's advocate.
That's what I'm saying there. It's a be better at your job, Mitch.
To improperly edit things so it makes the morning show boys being able to tee off and, pander to their fans.
And
I'm just saying.
And purposefully leave the two wonderful hosts in the morning without the requisite knowledge to be able to give their opinions. That then is also a bad job by your producer.
Oh, but if they're coaching him that way, I'm not saying they are. I'm just, again, devil's advocate here. They could be coaching him in a very specific way of maybe they don't want proper context.
And my takeaway is be better at your job, Mitch.
Just say they've been so bad at proper context for so long with us specifically that at some point you're either purposefully doing it or you just really don't realize your own habits.
You know the beautiful thing about this? Beautiful thing about this is that Mitch won't listen to the segment enough anyway to even understand that I'm ripping on him, so we're good here.
I've never had any idea.
He's got to listen to the show first for that.
I'd like to point out.
Do your job.
That I intended to start this with, I kind of feel bad that Ken thinks I was subtweeting him earlier in the show when I was actually subtweeting a lot of other shows in town. I just didn't want to say it. So I made it purposefully vague, and then Ken happened to be listening, and he took it personally. I felt bad about this. This one, these were intentional.
What's also really funny is that so Mac and Mitch are really close, and so I intentionally look at Mac every time I make some sort of comment about his very good friend, just trying to see how far that friendship goes.
Mm. Yeah,
if I was as good of friends with Mac and with Mitch and had that relationship together. For instance, if I was in the room and someone started talking about you the way that I'm currently talking about Mitch. Oh, they would hear about it.
Yeah.
Oh, they'd hear about it in a big time way.
By the way.
Oh, in a big time way.
Vice versa.
Yeah.
But, it's
Mac
a little
just stays quiet.
But then again, this is like two allies that are bickering with each other. Mac is allies with us as a show who control his career. And by the way, we don't. I barely control my own career.
I can't even choose what color pens we have in the studio. So I have no say in any of it.
But and then obviously Mitch is his WNBA friend.
Yeah, which you watching a lot of games with Caitlin Clark out?
Yeah, I've been watching.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't. Here's how I know the league's struggling. The most talked about thing in the previous month without Caitlin Clark has been what sex toy is going to be thrown onto the court.
I think they're pretty consistent with that.
Oh, sorry. What color the sex toy is going to be and gets thrown in the court?
Did that guy really get arrested? Sorry, did that person really get arrested?
I think they did. I think they did. Yeah, I think they found him and arrested him.
Why?
I don't think they want you throwing those type of toys onto the court.
Okay, but this actually happens in. I've seen this.
We've
happen
seen it in the NFL.
In the NFL,
for sure.
Did somebody get arrested
in a Bills game? We watched it happen.
I thought this could be like the fun WNBA version of the octopus on the ice in for a hat trick.
Yeah,
no?
the new version of a hat trick.
Yeah.
So there's a deep part of my brain. I genuinely wondered.
You just throw them onto the court there.
I genuinely wondered if WNBA offices were like, listen, no one's talking about us without Caitlin Clark now. Like, this is really turning into a we love golf as long as Tiger's there type moment. And so they're like, we need eyeballs.
I do like
somebody do something ridiculous. And this is what they came up with.
I do like that players came out and like, this is unacceptable. It's like, no one's arguing that it's not. No one's pro marital aid being thrown onto the court.
I actually do like it spicy.
It's just, no, like, you don't, this is one of those ones where it's kind of like the, you don't have to say it, we're all thinking it. Like, don't do that. I still don't know. It rises to the occasion of an
arrest,
though.
Serious WNBA question, though. How are the Fever handling this losing streak without Caitlin Clark?
Yeah.
I think that they've been, what was it? I think that there was a couple of trades that they were trying to work on last couple.
No, I think he's asking about how are they playing.
Yeah, they've been playing fine. When you're missing the key player in their offense, especially their key cog, like, obviously there's...
Cog.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not referring to the marital aid.
Hold on, let him finish. Correct. Go ahead. Let him finish with your WNBA thought here.
No, when you're missing the main engine of your offense, like, yeah, there are going to be some struggles for sure. But, oh, yeah. I mean,
hey Nick, do you know what's actually happening with the Fever right now?
What's that?
They're on a 5-game winning streak. Yeah, you're really paying attention there, buddy. Come on.
That was dirty pool.
That was very dirty.
That was very dirty. And by the way, Mac, I...
Here's the thing. I had seen the winning streak on social media. I was going to just play it off. Here we are.
Good guy. Playing it off.
Here's the thing. He gave you too many windows into the idea that he was setting a trap for you. This is like the Friday show with the New York Post thing. He was setting a trap there with the way he kept trying to hold me off. You gotta know. You gotta see where the obvious trap is, there, kid.
See, I get that, but I figured trust tree with the Nets. I thought that there would be something better there. I just didn't know.
You know
that
JP. There is no trust tree with the Nest when it comes to WNBA.
That's exactly when I turn cold.
And cutting down you as the senior WNBA correspondent.
It's okay. A lot of people haven't watched when she's out too. It's okay. It's just Tiger with golf. It's okay. It's fine. It's all right.
It's Scottie Scheffler with or without golf. Because nobody watches golf.
Nobody watches. I watch golf. Nobody watches golf.
Now, that'd be a sport that if you threw one of those on the court there, right? Threw a little marital aid on the court.
Nobody would notice. On the course. There's hundreds and thousands of yards.
Well, no.
It's a 7,000-yard course.
You throw it right on the tee box there. The rule should be you got to use that as a club. Think about it.
Yeah.
You really want to impress me.
Game changing.
Oh, I've got this $1,000 driver. I've got something you can use instead. Scottie Scheffler.
Jeez.
That actually feels like a bad subplot of a Happy Gilmore 3.
That's actually.
I hope somebody brings a succulent.
It's Maxi Golf's new edge.
Lance Reislin in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Oh, I want it bad.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.